There's three from the great Jackie Wilson. I'll be satisfied. The last one there may be the least familiar to you of all of those songs. Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher, we led off with. And is there anyone who doesn't know that one? And Lonely Teardrops in the middle. Jackie Wilson, the leading light of Brunswick Records for really the length of time that Brunswick Records was a viable record label. Until Jackie Wilson's untimely passing. And we'll get into all of that after a little bit. But I want to tell you about Brunswick Records. It's an interesting story. A guy named Nat Tarnopol started the record label almost kind of by mistake, or certainly wasn't planned. He was 25 years old when he left his job at the Union Tire Company in Detroit. And his whole business plan, such as it was to manage and only publish R&B music, which at the time was called race music. Tarnopol wasn't black, but that's where his sensibilities and his passions lie, was with R&B music. And so he had an opportunity to connect with a guy named Al Green, not the Al Green that everybody is familiar with, but rather a manager of various Atlantic recording artists such as Laverne Baker and Johnny Ray. And Al Green had been around for a while. In fact, he owned a bar in the kind of the seedier side of Detroit called the Black Bottom section, called the Flame Show Bar. Anyway, so he had some connections, and around this time, Jackie Wilson, all of 22 years old, had just broken his contract with a band that he was singing with called Billy Ward and the Dominoes, and he was hoping to start a solo career at that point. So Green and Tarnopol agreed to manage Wilson and began recording demos and shopping them around. So they went to Atlantic, and Atlantic was like, yeah, well, maybe, I don't know. But Decca jumped right in. Decca said, yeah, no, this sounds great. So Wilson's first single, Rite Petite, was released by Decca, but not on the Decca label, because this was the time, and it's just unbelievable to think of it at this point in our chronology, and maybe that's a good thing. But Decca didn't want to kind of muddy up the Decca label with a black performer. Let that sink in for half a second, right? So they released Rite Petite on the Brunswick label. And then Brunswick was a label that had been started, as a lot of these early record labels were, by a piano company back in, you know, piano companies used to be, at the turn of the century, one of the places where you would buy sheet music, you know. And so they got into those very early recordings on the phonographs that they would sell at the piano stores, and that's how all that came into being. And Brunswick Records had been mothballed after the first years of the 20th century, but brought back, as Decca had purchased the rights to the name, and brought back for specifically now what they called Race Records. And there begins the story of Brunswick as a soul label, with the release in 1957 of Rite Petite. This is Jackie Wilson.
Well, look about, look about, look about, look about.